Let's stay in the Middle East now, but head over to Syria. Syrian activists are reporting that they've discovered mass graves that villagers near the city of Daraa in southern Syria have dug up the bodies of dozens of people there, all piled into large graves. Joining us now is Ayman Abdul Nur, a Syrian dissident who runs the online magazine All for Syria. Ayman, do you have further details of these mass graves?
Yes, according to Mr. Haitham Manna, who is the head of the Arab Human Rights Association based in Paris, he assured that he has full names and full details about three mass graves they just discovered in Daraa. And he made an appeal yesterday night for the Syrian government to allow to the Human Rights Association to go and dig in a fourth place, which he said that it's near Daraa jail, and that there's a lot of evidence that there's also another mass grave there. And till now, there is no response from the Syrian government about that.
So how many bodies have been discovered? Do we have a total?
I don't know the total, but in one of them is there's five bodies, and they also confirmed with the names of the bodies. The parents know their sons and members of the family, but the other, there's no till now any announcement about the bodies, how many of them.
The other one, they're reporting there was 13 in one of them. If they've identified them, who were these people?
They are from Daraa, of course. They are from the youngs who participate in all the demonstrations, and they were killed and shot, many of them. There's many signs of they have been tortured before being killed. That means they were investigated and tortured and then killed. This is according to Mr. Haitham Manna, and he said that he will submit all this file to the UN National Assembly and to the UN Human Rights Committee.
Well, we're speaking with Ayman Abdul Nur, who runs the online magazine All for Syria. Ayman, I'm wondering, the International Criminal Court just issued arrest warrants for Muammar Gaddafi. Are you also going to be sending these reports to the ICC in hopes to get some action from them?
I think one of the top officials of Britain today announced that he will not be surprised if this has also happened in Syria. That means he is predicting that a similar warning will be issued for Syrian top officials. So we'll have to wait to see what will happen.
An Interior Ministry official in Syria, though, has said the information is completely false. What confirmation do we have of these mass graves there?
Yes, this is what they announced through the National News Agency, and they said more that this is came be, because of a struggle or a clash between families inside local Daraa, which is totally wrong, and there's a lot of articles and proofs today by a lot of the opposition and independent NGOs saying, no, this is they have names, and there's no way of people can torture the number of members of the family, or even if they have a clashes, they will not tie their hands in the back and torture them and then be killed.
We're speaking with Ayman Abdul Nur. He runs the online magazine All for Syria, a Syrian dissident. We're talking about the discovery today that's being reported that activists in Syria have found mass graves somewhere around the southern city of Daraa with perhaps dozens of bodies inside.